Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, Meeshawn Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, I will be discussing current events. Well, it's coming, like it or not. The government has made up its mind that vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds, the FDA panel voted 17-0 in favor of authorizing the Pfizer COVID-19 injection in children in the U.S. Dr. Rubin on the FDA panel said, "We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. That's just the way it is." The group most opposed to getting their child the vaccine are parents who are unvaccinated themselves, with 69% saying their kids will definitely not get the shot or will only get it if required to, and 22% planning to wait and see. Republican parents were the next largest demographic to refuse the vaccine for their child, with 48% against the shot or opposed unless it's required. Black parents were slightly more likely to be opposed to their child's vaccination than white parents, 34% versus 31%, but white parents were more likely to say their child would definitely not get the shot, and 24% versus 19% of black parents, while more black parents would only have them get it if required, 15% versus 7% of white parents. The group less likely to get it or the least resistant to getting their children vaccinated are Democrats. Parents' major reasons for not getting their children vaccinated include not enough information about the long-term effects, fears about side effects, fears the vaccine may impact their child's fertility. Black and Hispanic parents were more likely to have concerns about vaccine access issues, like taking off work or getting the child shot at a safe place that they trust. And that came from the Kaiser Family Foundation that was published in Forbes. Now, most of us grew up hearing about how black men were left to suffer during the Tuskegee syphilis study, and a lot of black adults have stories of fighting through disparities to get adequate health care. It has been proven that black people tend to have better outcomes when treated by trusted black doctors and nurses. How many of you listening evening have a black doctor? There is inadequacies in education, household incomes, and et cetera. We are still dealing with systemic racism. There is a history of distrust in the U.S. healthcare system, and they, the oppressors, want us to trust them, but what have they done to earn our trust? How do you feel about religious leaders, community leaders, elected officials working together strategically to get people vaccinated? And why are the pharmaceutical companies protected against lawsuits if the vaccine is safe? Okay. And there was a 2020 study that found that black babies are 3 times more likely to survive if they're cared for by a black physician than a white one. In 2010, minority women were forced to be sterilized in some of the U.S. prison systems. And in December 2020, Susan Moore, a MD, a black physician, spoke about receiving racist treatments when she was hospitalized for COVID before succeeding to the infection. So, we have caller 8051. Do you have a comment or question?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My comment is,
You were talking about the preachers and people like that. Well, I can say this. My pastor he's vaccinated. He got the booster. And he would do everything. So that lets people in our congregation have a choice and decide whether they want to get one or not. But I'm looking at it like this. I have a booster. I got the booster shot. I'm going to get the flu vaccine because with all of the diseases and things that keep, when they mutate and all of that,
yeah.
I want to be protected. I want to be protected myself. But I really don't want to leave it up to someone else to decide what they want to do because they might be the one that might infect me. I'm an older lady, and I want everybody around me vaccinated. That's just the way I feel about it. We got vaccinated when we were children, and nobody said a word about it. And they went on and got vaccinated.
Yeah, but people are more educated.
I just wanted to say
the fascination that we got years and years ago, those fascinations were studied like over a 5-10 year period. This fascination will only study for 9 months. And scientists say for a cure, it takes 3 to 5 years, not 9 months.
Well, and also on the news that I watched earlier today, now they're saying that people need to get another booster. So that is 4 shots that they were mentioning today. So what are your thoughts on that?
Leave that paper in that sheet.
Leave the paper in the sheet because it didn't go
through. Cola, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay. It sounded like you was having a conversation with somebody else.
Oh.
Okay. So what do you think about that?
About how long they did it? You know, I'm a dying, trusting woman. Hey, I figure God gonna watch over me, whatever I take, and He gonna make it safe. Even if they make it, do something with it, He's gonna see me through it, and I'm gonna take that chance. I'm trying to live. I want to live till I'm at least 150. So I'm doing everything in my power to get to that age. It might seem unreasonable for somebody else, but you got to trust somebody. I'm looking at it like sometimes how you interact with what you're getting decides on what your outcome might be. If you go in with an attitude that this thing gonna kill you, you might die from it. I go in with the attitude it's gonna save me, and I'ma be safe from everything else that come my way. That's just the way I'm gonna look at it. You have the right now, basically, to decide whether you want it or not. If you don't want it, don't get it. But don't knock everybody else out there and try to put stumbling blocks in their way. If they feel like they want it.
Blocks in anybody's way. I mean, people do what they want to do.
I'm talking about black people anyway. Even if they didn't get the
job. This is a black show.
Oh, yeah, I know it. Even if they didn't get the vaccination. Don't sneeze on me. Learn some safe practices on me. And then there's nothing wrong with them. I see a lot of them out there coughing their hands and won't even wash them. You know, if you're not going to get the vaccine, do some safe healthy practices with yourself and around somebody else. So a lot of times when you kill the bacteria, you won't get certain germs on you. But I see a lot of black people out there, they just nasty. And I see why they come up with different diseases and things, because they are not clean. Cleanliness has a lot to do with a lot of things. And I try to be that way and take my vaccine. And that's just my choice.
You're so right about that. One time I was at this convention where a lot of scientists, I'm not a scientist, but I was just happy to be there, a lot of scientists or what have you. I was in this elevator with one of the scientists. She was going to her hotel room, and she said, the best thing to do against infectious diseases is to wash your hands. Hey, my mom's been telling me that since I was 2 years old. Wash your hands before you go in the refrigerator. Wash your hands. And that's really old school.
Definitely.
So you're right. Cleanliness is fights off a lot of diseases.
Right. If it's on you, to wash it off.
So, well, how do you all feel about when you go somewhere, they want to know your status, if you have been vaccinated or not? I want proof. Because
I have no problem with it. I'll tell you, I'm not getting that booster. Hey, let me tell you something. What the American government had done to my people, I don't trust anything they do. Even though I got the shot, I still don't trust it. I don't believe in it because it didn't. If it was 2023 and it came out with it, I have no problem with it because they had long enough time to study it and have the different variables and what have you. Because you got to test every, and then you're going to make kindergarten children take the vaccine shot. Didn't they say last year that kids under 12 years old was immune to this thing?
But you know what?
They say a lot of things. They don't know what they're talking about. And they don't know what they're talking about.
No, don't let old Whitey trick you. Now, he might be using reverse psychology on us black people also, but because he know how afraid of things we are. They might have come up on something that could really help us, but they keep putting out information because we don't trust them because of that Tuskegee Institute deal. And they might be having they could want you to not take it so you'll die. So I just think you're going to have to weigh some information. And if you're a believer in the Almighty, trust him and say maybe he did give them a way to help black people live by taking that vaccine. Sometimes things out there that might go against us can be for us that, you know, all depends on how you look at it.
That's been proven that I'm going to say, and I did mention it just a little bit, but it's a fact, and they have studies that have proven it. I get Insurance Trade magazine, everything, and they do mention it in there. Black people do better and survive more often when they have black doctors and nurses.
I agree.
I mean, it's a fact.
I agree.
It's in the they mentioned.
I agree with that.
I mentioned that black people do better when they retire if they have a Medicare supplement instead of a Medicare Advantage. Because a lot of times with the Medicare Advantage, they get stuck where they have to go to certain doctors, certain pharmacists, and certain specialists that's all in the same, basically in their group. And a lot of times when you have, and you can't just switch automatically.
But when
people get Medicare supplement and they have an issue, they can easily switch. And white doctors are known not to take care of black patients as well as they do white ones.
Well, that's because a lot of black people do not research. When I go to the doctor, I tell them what I need.
So does anyone else have any questions or comments? Dial 516-531-9540 and press 1.
I didn't hear that.
Go ahead. I was just mentioning the call-in number, 516-531-9540, and press 1. So, okay, how has your experience of late been going to the doctor? Now, do the doctors take care of you the way you feel like you should be taken care of? Because you did call and say you were having problems at your job before, and you were sent to the doctor.
You know who make good doctors?
Can I answer your question?
Who? Black women. Black women make great doctors with their people.
They are invested.
They are in. Of course, I had two black women doctors back to back in the last 5 years, and I had the best care. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay, my experience with my doctor, the doctor I got now, my doctors are afraid of me because they know they probably think I'm a fool for everything I think they don't do wrong. No, but I have no problems with my doctor because you're talking about work care doctors, and I had to them down to let them know that, you know, you can be sued for what you think you're trying to do to me. So I went to my own doctor today. And she wrote up things like she's supposed to write them up and ask them to write. She asked me what I wanted her to say, and that's what she wrote down. But like she said, I like black doctors. I've had most of my black doctors were men, and I enjoy men because one was a gynecologist, and I prefer a male gynecologist over a woman. And I have no problems with them because usually when I go to the doctor, I know what's wrong with me, and I don't let them try to tell me nothing different. I got a new doctor, and it was a white woman, and she going to change my medication that I had been taking for So she changed my medicine, and I told her, I said, now you didn't change my medicine. Take a test and find out if you made the right decision. She called me back within a day. Go back to what you were taking. And then when I came in the office, she had an attitude called, I questioned what she did. You know what? And I read her, too. I said, you don't know me better than I know myself. Why were you going to change my medication? And I was doing fine on it. But because you became my new doctor, you going to instill what you want me to do. And I said, you don't know nothing about me. And she's not there either. They got rid of her. She's no longer there. I said, you don't know me. When I come in here, I know what's wrong with me. And I have researched, and I know exactly what you should be prescribing for me. TDRs, I know how to look up my symptoms. I do just like they do. They only go by what you tell them, and that's how they find medication. You might be taking medication for something somewhere or something that you don't even have, because that's all they want. I know exactly what's wrong with me. And back to your supplement, I researched my supplement, and the last one I got was I didn't have to pay nothing. I could go to any doctor. I didn't have no co-pays, and I looked for that. See, a lot of people want to get these old cheap plans. I was willing to pay for what I want for people cheaper on me in the long run. I could go to any doctor anywhere I went out of town, and I still didn't have no copay, and I didn't have to pay for my medicine either. So I've been looking out for me. And sometimes you might want to, if you got some right friends, you can compare what they're getting with what they're trying to sell you. And that right now, I got a black guy trying to sell me insurance, and I got to figure out if he going to get the life insurance himself. He said I can pay so X many dollars a month for a funeral for like about 3 or 4 people. But when they die, you don't get the money. They will pay you. I have a problem with that. He might be getting the insurance money and paying the funeral, and you losing money. So I have to check that out.
Why would you do something like that?
I did nothing, because I was going to talk to you, because you know how relatives come at you. And I figured you would let me know. And I just listened to the conversation. Oh, you pay $75 a month. And that covers you, and you can add 2 more people on it, and they will pay your burial expenses. But you don't get any money after, nobody gets money after you die. They just bury you. I said, I bet you.
You know, when they do that, they get stuff at discount. So who knows how you can be buried?
I figured the person that was asking me to acquire this insurance was going to get the money. That's why he said, oh, you don't get no money. Nobody can get the money. They just bury you. But
first of all, why would you entrust somebody else? I mean, for real. Why would you entrust what if the company goes bankrupt?
No. Did you hear me say that? They owe me some.
I understand, but you were considering it.
I was talking to him about something else. I didn't consider nothing. I said, I'll get back with you. That's exactly what I said, because I was going to talk to you and hope you know what you're talking about. Anyway.
Does anybody else have a comment or question? 516-531-9540 and press 1.
No, but I do have another, a sub very important.
Okay, what is it?
Black people. It's about these voting issues that's out there. And really, black people just looking at it like it's not happening. But they are about to take away the right to vote by how they're redistricting, how they're changing the name of the game in certain areas. And black people just going on with their lives like, oh, I can vote. It's about to become a voting where, whether you vote or not, they're going to choose who they want to. And that's exactly the way that getting the voting structure set up. And it's happening in Texas. It's happening in a lot of the southern states. It's going to move around the country. And black people's going on worrying about other things when all they have to do is take their right to vote away, and they can do anything they want to.
They're making changes in at least 40 states already.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Have voting helped black folks in the last 75 years? Has voting helped black folks in the last 75 years? No, since the Black Power Movement. Because it's like 2 pages. Since we got that Voting Rights Bill in 1963, Has voting helped black folks in this country? I just asked.
It helped them some, but what they're doing is not helping them at all.
No. because black people seem to think that they should always vote Democratic. And
that's a mistake.
Last election, Democrats used black people. They used some kind of fear of the Republican monsters, like they're going to attack them. Republican is going to do something to them. So I look at it like this. It's the same bird, different wing.
And we give
so
away our votes. We give away our votes.
Yes,
we
for
give
nothing.
Away our votes.
And get nothing for the vote.
Nothing.
Just
like that's
how Biden.
I said, we give away our votes.
Right. We do. We should demand more, and I think black people would be hurt if they didn't vote. Because
and
you know
we
what?
We get a lot of people elected. When we come out, we get a lot of people elected. Ask Obama.
Right, and
then
they're
coming back Biden.
On the black people
ask,
until they need them again.
Ask Clinton. Ask Clinton. Ask Billy Bob. You know?
Ask Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got elected and turned around and gave Asians protection. For what?
But we still getting beat in the head by police.
Did you go out there and say something against it? I don't see nobody complaining.
I've been complaining.
They complain on talk shows where a whole lot of people is not listening to what.
You know what, it's a black media that a lot of black people listen to. And there's going to be a lot of black people
listen.
Who
they
are
listen,
going to stop
they
voting.
Do they don't do anything.
I think Ice Cube was right with that contract that he had. I think a lot of black people, especially older black people, think that they should go out, have their family and friends go out and vote for Democrats. And my brother mentions a lot of times, and he does seem to be right. Most of the cities that are in horrible conditions have a lot of violence, poor education, are Democratic-led cities with Democratic mayors and et cetera.
And easy
so,
to swing.
Right. So it seems to be true from my research, everything I've seen, like he was right about it. I think Democrats like to see black people down. They want to throw out some little social program like, okay, you need us, like your black people are little babies who need to be led. That's exactly what it is. Black people need to stand up on their own. They can. They built this country.
Well, they give us crumbs. They give us crumbs.
Well, you don't keep your crumbs. You can tell them keep your crumbs.
Yeah. Well,
and
black
some
folks
people,
have just, but see, black folks has been assimilated with the other culture so much, they can't think beyond like the Asians, like the Indians, like the Arabs, of having their own. Mm-hmm. Even though they might live next door to you, but they don't deal with you. They deal with their own people. Like, for example, mm-hmm. having your own black doctor, having your own black accountant, having your own black lawyer, going to a black grocery store, if you could find one. Go. That's practicing economic independence. And that's how come both parties respect other cultures and they both don't respect our culture because we always depended on them.
Can stand up on their own and on their 2 feet and do what they need to do.
Yeah.
I mean, Wall Street, there's other black communities that did very well.
patronize their own businesses that were strong. And every time a black business or community is doing well, white people come in and destroy it. So, no, I think black people need to do better. I mean, some of them have seemed to want somebody to take care of them and give them, like you said, crumbs. They do like crumbs, a lot of them, and they'll settle for it. But, you know, they need to change their mindset. Learn some skills. Look at the history of black people who did well, like those communities that I mentioned. I mean, because they had stores, their own doctors, they had everything they needed.
We could do that, but do you find anybody trying to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are. Most definitely. I mean, you just cannot give your vote away anymore and get nothing for it. Like being a willing participant in your own race. They keep raping the same people over and over again. Like they did our ancestors. So, we have caller 6120. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, yeah, real quick. 2 points. First, for philosophical reasons, I could never vote for a Democrat. And number two, our black parents coaching black their black kids up to value their education. And those are the two, you know, the 2 points that I wanted to make.
I do believe some are. I wouldn't say all, but 6120, were you taught to value your education?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I was. Hello?
Okay, and what do you think is wrong with the educational system now?
Oh, there's big problems that's wrong with it now. Number one, I'm under the impression that 90% of it doesn't carry over into life after high school. So that's one of the biggest problems. Another big problem is that, you know, we got too many of the curriculums are designed just to steer everyone to college and universities when everyone is not interested. So, you know, those would be two of the biggest things that I would harp on. But as black people, we had the ability to change a lot of this, and this is what they're working on in Baltimore. But in order to change everything, number one, it all starts with quality leadership.
Well, you're in Baltimore. Y'all have a very, very rough educational system in Baltimore. I had a couple people on my show in the last couple months complain about the educational system.
Oh, so you're familiar with that, with their struggle is in Baltimore City, trying to get the educational
yes.
system up to par.
Yes. And let me tell you something. And to me, I won't talk about from my readings and stuff like that. And my conclusion, I feel that we have to look. We have many black teachers in this country. We have many black principals in this country. We have many. I've been tooting this horn for a whole while. Michonne can tell you. We have many black superintendents in this country. You mean to tell me with all of these black educators in this country, we cannot start our own schools that's African-centered, that have black, that have teachers that look like us and have a STEM curriculum? You mean to tell me none of these black educators can't get together in these 124 black cities and towns in this country and start their own schools?
I'm sure they can. I work with a lot of them. They're more than talented enough, but here's the thing I'm thinking. So if you're in D.C. and you're a president or you're an administrator, odds are you're making six figures.
I can't hear you, Kate.
Hello?
Can you turn up your sound?
Okay, we can hear you better now.
Hello? Is that better?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is better. Finish.
Yeah, so again, there are a ton of educators that's in the public school system, for example, in D.C., making six figures easy. And so if they was to transition out of the system that they're currently, that's propping them up, then they would immediately take pay cuts. So I think that's one of the reasons why there's no real push from our community to do it. But like you said, we have plenty of talent in the community to do it. But, you know, to go from 120 down to 60,000 to educate black kids, you know, start propping up our own schools, you know,
I have done it. Yes, I have taken pay cuts to work with my own people in my community. Yes. You're asking the wrong thing.
Yeah, well,
it's a shame that what happened to our own cultural values, our own.
But that's the whole
system.
Thing. Like, listen, let's
we got these
like
values, man.
There's a lot of ways the value systems are under attack, and they're coming under attack from all directions. Whatever's left of our value system. The educational piece that you just talked about as a microcosm for a larger political system. It's the reason why we can't get anything done on the political system. Because, again, Stacey Abrams is taking a pay cut. Who else is up there? Van Jones is taking a I'm sorry, Stacey Abrams is not taking a pay cut. She's taking a payout. Van Jones is on the payroll. So instead of them holding our politicians, or I'm not a Democrat, so somebody's holding, most of us vote Democrat, holding Democrats accountable, they'll look the other way, take the pay cut, and just tell black folks to go ahead and vote, like Stacey Abrams,
You said something very, very important, 6120. We're not holding these politicians accountable. This is the thing I always say. They run black, but they govern white.
True.
That's why
this is true. They just come through.
Especially on
the
local level, they really got to hold their feet to the fire.
That's true, but we need to do it. But the problem is, those of us who are in position to do it take the pay cut and keep closed mouth, other than just coaching us to go out and vote. Like, go vote. I mean, they'll tell us that, but after that, that's it. Like Stacey Abrams, after she got out, before she got out of vote, she should have been on their ass. Like, yo, here go the checklist. Once you start knocking these off, then we'll go and vote. It wasn't that way. She told us to go and vote, and now you can't hear a word from Stacey Abrams. I haven't heard from her since November or December. She's nowhere to be found. But next year, 2022, watch all of a sudden everybody start showing up out of the woodwork. Obama, he's in the Hamptons somewhere, left Chicago stuck. Now, over two, he's going to start coming out the woodwork again, then you're going to start hearing from this guy. That, to me, that's a hustle. And black people who look at that and every election cycle go out and do vote for the same
nice
thing and get the same result, they really don't have a place. You can't really cry about it.
Yeah. And they get a nice bag for that, too. They get a nice bag for that campaign.
Everybody get it. You had the two biggest people who was in position to change things like 20 years ago. That was what was the guy name who owned BET, and Tom Joyner. Those who could have changed the whole game. All they had to say was, "Yo, here's the checklist. Black folks are not voting until we get these demands met." Democrats would have had no choice, but instead, every election cycle they just put on the go vote shirt, and that's what we do. We go vote.
Ice Cube tried to do that, and he got ridiculed by
Ice Cube didn't have the same sway those two had. And some of the people that's in the Tom Jones community were the ones attacking Ice Cube.
Yeah.
And Ice Cube really had the power to fight back for whatever reason. He chose not to. But he could have put up a greater resistance if he wanted to. But for him, I guess the stakes wasn't high enough. Because he's a media mogul himself. So he has more than enough wherewithal and enough people in places where he could have put up a more valiant effort, but he didn't. As soon as they showed up, he just turned tail and ran. But for me, the stakes would be too high. So I wouldn't have turned tail and ran. And I would have called each and every one of them clowns out. Stacey Abram. Who else is in the black? Van Jones, you know, the whole gambit of clowns that every election cycle they show up.
Eric Dyson, all of them.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm calling them all out. Slim, you're just telling us to vote. Tell me what I'm getting for my vote. I can vote on my own, Slim. I can in most places where black people are at, we can register to vote on the day we vote, in most jurisdictions where we at. So just tell me what I'm getting, and then I show up to vote, Slim. Don't worry about telling me to vote. And the big bad boogeyman is on the other side. The Republican, because every city we live in, most of the cities are ran by Democrats. Black folks are being ran out of D.C. Actually, I don't know when the last time a conservative or a Republican, I shouldn't say conservative because there's a lot of black Democrats who are conservative, but a Republican ran D.C. I can't tell you. But what I can tell you is that for decades, black Democrats have been running D.C. and they've been running black people out in favor of white liberals. I can promise you that.
Well, I heard, I know a couple of people that live outside Baltimore. I heard there's a big push for black Republicans or black conservatism in outside of Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, that's up there. You're right. That's who's running the movement for education up there, are black conservatives in Baltimore. They're the ones up there driving the issue. And they're about to sue the city of Baltimore for these suspect schools that they're operating.
Well, you got that young brother, man. Mayor of Baltimore.
Brandon Scott, that's the guy.
He's
trying to do the best he can.
He didn't even do a full 1 year of his term. I mean, he just got in there.
Yeah. That's why I say I'm reserving judgment because Baltimore is a struggle, but Baltimore is different in a lot of ways from D.C. The people in Baltimore seem to know what they seem to know what they need to target. D.C. is, I don't know, these guys are clueless.
And Baltimore for years had a lot of corruption, for years, for decades.
Yeah, they still do have corruption.
Now
I mean, black Democrats are corrupt.
Yeah.
But that goes back to your original point. Why can't we have our own schools? Because the public education has way too many black people too much money.
Me Sean tell you, I've been staying every time I have a black educator on my show on Tuesday evenings, I come at them with that, man. I come at them with that. Some have an answer.
I can tell you the primary reason is too much money in public school system. That's why a lot of people put up a fight and want to avoid vouchers. They want to avoid charter schools because that's taken away from the public school money that everybody's in on the take.
Yeah.
The people in Baltimore are saying is slim. Everybody's getting paid, but these kids are not being educated. These kids are not being coached up and ready for life after school. A valid point. And so far around the country, only the black people in Baltimore are making that case.
You're right, because I just read an article 2 days ago about the mismanagement of money in Baltimore for the schools.
Yeah.
And that's been going on for a while,
Money's coming in. Your kids are not being educated, but money's going out. People buying houses. People buying Teslas. Kids are not ready for life after high school. I guess they're just passing them from one grade to the other. Then when they turn them loose after high school, they realize, you know what, on second thought, I'm not ready for the world. And so the cycle repeats itself. Poverty begets poverty, begets more poverty. And that allows people like AOC to walk up to you and become a grifter. She'll come up to you and say, yo, everybody's corrupt. Everybody's out to get you. That's the reason why you're failing in life or you're seeing such hardship, when in reality, that is not the case. There are plenty of money out here. Plenty of high-paying jobs that's going unmet. Can't sign anybody. And the reason that is because the schools are doing a poor job of coaching these kids. which makes the Democrats come in and say, we can give you this for free, and if you don't have anything, because your education, your earning power wasn't built up because college, I mean, public schools didn't coach you on anything, then these clowns at the Democrat Party look attractive to you. We'll give you this, we'll give you that, but what they're not telling you is that anytime the government gives you something, what they always take from you is control. They want power. So if I give you this, Slim, I'm going to need this back. That's why, if I give you food stamps, then you can't have the black man. He has to leave the house. And that's how it works. When these schools was doing an etiquette job of coaching up our kid would be able to be turned loose after 12 and go out there and be independent. He has the skill sets to go out there and get some of these aerodynamic or aerospace engineering jobs. But number one, in the community, they're not communicating the value of an education. And then the school is just up there like your cookie cutter operation, just passing everybody through along as long as we get our, $5,500 every 2 week paycheck. That's the whole big hustle with public schools and why all the talented people like you mentioned in public schools are not saying anything. It's more than enough talent, more than enough sway in politics for us to have our own thing, to do our own thing. But as long as people are in on the take, it's all about me, Slim. I ain't really the greatest good.
There's a lot of people in on that take and a lot of black
who you telling?
I saw it for myself. I seen it, folks. It's a lot of people in on the tape. You'd be surprised.
A ton of people. And we're not even scratching the surface of who's on the tape in terms of public. Chicago, same story. 20 years ago, every black person in Chicago should have been lifted out of poverty. That could have happened 20 or 30 years ago with the right leadership. You got plenty of people today that's coming out of high school, probably living in a shelter, and because somebody coached these kids up and it was able to think in, they value their education, they're probably going to get a college, and then they go out there in the world and somebody has a high-paying job for them that they have the skills to meet, and lo and behold, hey. So 6 years ago, you was in a shelter, and now you earning, what, 80, 90, 100,000? Getting lifted out of poverty 30 years ago if we had the right leadership. But instead, we let the Democrats coach us up as victims. Now, we're not victims, Slim. We're competitors that will compete given the right leadership. But when you don't have the right leadership, everyone goes into a hole. That's the story of humanity.
Two things I just want to add on. If you even the playing field, and also stop being dependent on them.
Right. I would say here's my thing about even the playing field. Black folks have enough wherewithal in them that they don't even need a level playing field.
Yeah, we got our own field.
It's plenty of people that excel pre-civil rights and had to run longer, run further, faster than all the white folks who had a head start on. So that ain't even really, the ideal situation is for the playing field to be level. But what I'm saying is that if it's not, that ain't going to stop nobody that's determined. Who know how to set goals and accomplish them, that ain't going to stop nobody. I mean, it might take me longer to get to the destination.
But I will
not
get
having
there.
A playing field is not a roadblock.
Okay.
So that would be my thing. It's just, I got the only, and then ESPN don't help. Every time you see them, a black kid want to be an athlete. I mean, everybody can't be athletes, can they?
Or a hustler. Or a hustler.
Yeah, that's the other part, a hustler.
We'll talk about that last hour on the show, the images that come on media. The images, man. Right. Like, the advertising, man. They're sending our youth and young people down these roads that they don't need to go down.
Man, that's the truth. But all we need is one mic, like Nas said.
You know who's benefiting from the poor education system? The prison system. I ain't gonna get that whole different show, but the prison system is benefiting from the poor education system. It's like their own formula.
Listen, everybody's benefiting from poor education system. The cash for title places are benefiting. Banks with overdraft fees are benefiting. And I mean, just again, on the take, there's a ton of retirement what do they call them people, the financial, I can't think of the names. I mean, it's a lot of people that benefit from people not knowing anything. Like the whole joint is once you go out here in the world and you end up digging a hole for yourself, we'll charge you a bunch of fees to help you come out of it. Had the education system been adequate, when they did the 12 years, when they came out, they would already know, like, okay, this is what's up. I know how to read my keys on the offense, read the defense or whatever. I mean, these kids are turned loose and they're ready to go. But you turn loose, you go into a hole, and then everybody surround you and be like, yo, I'm going to throw you a rope, but it's going to cost you this to pull yourself out. And all of this is crap that we should have learned in high school. Tell any kid is that life after high school is a complete setup, son. That's really what it is. The only thing that's happening after high school is somebody's trying to separate you from your money. That's it.
I would agree with that.
High school is putting us on a wild goose chase and then turn us loose and everybody sit around and wait to, you know. It's a lot of industries that's built on ignorance.
Yeah,
and the system was set up that way.
Industries that are built on ignorance.
And I mean, the
I'm sorry?
I said the system was set up that way, and it's working.
Here's what I'm saying about the system. That's the same thing as having the playing field not level. If you have the right leadership, none of that matters, ultimately. If the right leadership is in place, none of that matters.
Well, where would you know who is the right leadership? We always leadership, and they disappoint us in the end.
Now, well, those are the leaderships that white liberals are exposing you, like Al Sharpton. These are the niggas that they want to get. Now, there are plenty of black people that, but most of these blacks, you have to read books on, because CNN won't give them the platform.
Richard Wright, John Henry Clark, and them guys.
Yeah. A light-skinned black guy named Frazier. I can't think of his name. What's his first name? His last name is Frazier, but he talk about black economic power all the time. But again, this guy is like approaching 80 years old. So I'm thinking to myself, all my life, all I have ever known was Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Courtesy of white media giving me Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. But when I first heard this guy, I'm like, where the hell has he been all my life? Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, same thing, the Think and Grow Rich guy. And the only reason I knew about him was because a teacher actually brought me the book. And this is the whole time when I go home and look at TV, Al Sharpton is Jesse Jackson are the two clowns they're giving me. Here's your guy. And the only thing they're telling me is that I'm a victim. I need to protect myself. For that reason, go vote Democrat.
Yeah, I just recently thought that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And the whole time, these other guys are telling
me,
man,
you
don't need none of that crap.
They've been talking that for 30 years, too. They've been talking that
for
30
years. Yeah,
and
we stuck
for
30 years.
30, 40 years.
The cycle will continue.
Rap, man. And nothing has changed with their rap. He's so right.
It hasn't. It's the same racket that has always been. So now they can come to you, and if you're not insightful enough to understand why you're in a hole, they're going to come to you and tell you in a hole because of the rich man. You're in there because of some racist guy over in Cincinnati somewhere. He's the reason that you didn't set goals. Here's the reason you didn't apply yourself. I mean, that's the hustle they run. When you don't know anything, you think, okay, I'm in a hole because somebody's out to get me. And I'm not saying somebody's not out to get you, but what I'm saying is with the right leadership, ultimately none of that shit matters with the right leadership.
And then when we
with
do
people
get
who
that
come
right
overcome difficult
we don't listen to the leadership. When we do
they're
get
not
that right
leadership, to the right
leadership, we don't you listen to them because you have the media dogging them. You have the media saying negative things about them and whatnot, which aren't
but that's
true.
That's a saturation campaign. Well, you expose more to negative leadership than you are quality leadership. Quality leadership might be Colin Powell coming in to talk to you one time in your entire 12 years you do grade school. That's quality leadership. But what happens after Colin Powell get a standing ovation and he leaves the building? You expose the ESPN telling you that you got to be an athlete. You go home and you're exposed to a lot of clowns that want you to be a gangster or a thug. And this is nonstop. Like from the time you wake up until the time you go to sleep, you expose the negative energy. it's hard for positive energy to get in. And my thing was that had BET and Tom Joyner Powers for Good instead of self, what is the word I'm looking for? They could have took us out of poverty 30 years ago.
Yeah,
they could have took us out of poverty 30 years ago, a long time ago, because they had access to the quality experts that we need access to. But they didn't give us.
Yeah,
the white man told them down and told them how to make money. They didn't communicate that back to us. They came and told us to vote Democrat. At the whole time, Tom Joyner was amassing a fortune based on instructions that he was getting from quality experts. None of the quality experts trickled down to us, though. They didn't tell us that part. They told us to go vote Democrat. So the whole field is laid with suckers. So that's my answer to why we don't have our own schools. It's because the whole system is paved with suckers. Everybody's in on the take. And black folks could have been out of poverty 30 years ago. Even though most of us are not living in poverty now, but we should be better, far better off financially than we are. That's my whole point. And even us that make money, they still separate us because a lot of us like to show, spend money to show that we have money, which gets back to the original point, poor leadership.
Not only poor leadership.
So that would
fake
be my thing. Like
fake leadership at that.
Yeah, I mean, it's poor, fake poor. It's, at the end of the day, everybody's going into a hole.
But impress other people to say they got money, even if they don't have
it. That's one of the problems. We got to spend money to show we have money. Like one of the realest things Jada Kiss said was, why you ain't stike instead of trying to be fly? That's because we coached up to be fly. Courtesy of ESPN, courtesy of Nike. We coached up, courtesy of the people we look up to, entertainers. We all coached up to be fly. Nobody's coached up to be patient. Nobody's coached up to save money. Nobody's coached up to know what to do with the money once you done saved $1,000. I mean, who's been coached up to know where to go with the football like a quarterback? Nobody's been coached, but you've been coached up to get separated from your money as soon as you get it. You've been coached up for that. So at the end of the day, it's like I always say, man, you move in the direction of your dominant thought. And we are fools because the right leadership can't get in and the right leadership doesn't have saturation the way poor leadership does. CNN would never give you access to quality leadership. They'll give you access to some clowns telling you you're a victim. And if you're not smart enough, you'll fall for it. As if you don't have in you everything that you need to be a success in life. That's what these clowns on CNN and MSNBC will tell you. Because some white guy doesn't see the humanity in you, that's the reason. Nah, Slim, I wouldn't give a fuck if he ain't see the humanity in me. It makes no difference. I have a goal. I said it. When I walk out my house, I have a checklist. And watch me hit my motherfucking targets. I wouldn't give a fuck what white man had a problem with it.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised.